We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mark Samrys, we're back. Happy Wednesday, or Wednesday. John Marks, Ike Reese, elite snuggler Jack Fritz coming along in a second with the top five at five. As we don't have any sports tonight as far as the local teams. Flyers are off till tomorrow. The 76ers, I think, are Friday.
They play the Cavs tonight.
I was going to say the Sixers are playing tonight, right?
I was thinking at home.
Yes.
Because Herb's waiting online, and normally Herb waits online when he's working, which is driving to the to the Wells Fargo Center. So I don't think there's no home game tonight.
Well, no, Sixers just, creeping their way back up the standings, and, before you know it, they'll be the number one or two seed here.
They'll be top four or so.
they will be a top four seed.
And then they'll lose in the second round of the playoffs, and we'll be right back to where we were before.
Possibly.
Yeah. And we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll get to some phone calls coming up this hour, as always. But let's get to the top five at five, sponsored by Bell Beverage. Just off I-95 near the sports complex, Bell Beverage is your game day choice for beer, soda, water, and all your tailgating needs online. BellBeverage.com, Jack.
So on this date, all the way back in the day, there's something that happened that I never understood the hype for. So on top five of five today, I have five things that I also never understood the hype for. Number five is actually coming up in a little bit, and that is bowl season in college football. Like, the big bowls are fine. I don't need the little, Cheez-It bowl or, the Mattress Mac bowl.
The Mayo bowl, Duke's Mayo bowl.
Well, there's no intrigue here, but, I got, it's bowl week. We got 300 football games with six-win teams. Like, can we raise the standard a little bit? I know they got to make some money. I know I played in the Pac
Liberty Bowl, those games,
It's fine.
I agree with you.
It's not interesting.
I agree.
They keep trying to pump it up. Like, I want to see the top four. That's interesting to me. Some of the ones around in the Cotton Bowl, some of those are fine. But, these nonchalant bowls that are with seven-win teams, get them off the TV.
Well, here's the thing, and here's why they serve their purpose. I'm not saying you're completely wrong, but they say they serve their purpose because they're the appetizers to the main games. So this is a way for college football to string out the college football season. And instead of having those major games in the second week of December, third week of December, they could push it to January, and they can play some of these other bowl games that keeps college football fans sort of interested. They're not going to be, like you said, major games, but it's football during the week in that little two-week window that people want something to watch.
I love it.
I mean, what they're going to do, to your point, is they're going to expand to a 12-team playoff.
Can't wait.
And so you're going to have more meaningful bowl games than just those two playoff games with the Final Four.
I will say, the BCS was ridiculous. I know people used to argue about
right.
it all the time.
Yeah.
It was so dumb.
It was.
Have they not learned anything from March Madness?
I think now they are.
I guarantee you, and I don't know this factually, I guarantee you sharing the money was an issue here somehow. And they had to figure out a way that everybody's happy with their slice of the pie.
Right.
That's what this was all about.
The power programs are saying, well, why do we want to change things? We're making
We're making all the money. So between the TV networks and these conferences, they had to come up with the proper split of the money so everybody's happy.
And they were trying to, I guess it's Notre Dame that is kind of the holdup. They can get this expanded playoff by 2024, but Notre Dame had, they needed them to kind of sign off on everything. Like now, they were given a drop dead date of now.
Yeah.
So you may have it in 2024. That's the hope, at least.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
Should be. The fourth thing I've never understood the hype for is podcasts. Like,
like the High Hopes podcast?
I know. No, you ain't taking a shot at yourself here, aren't you?
I do one. You know, it's just there's too many. Like, you know. Like,
yeah.
Like, everyone's got a podcast. There's no way that many people really listen to them. All I hear is all podcasts taking over radio. They're all boring. They're all boring. I'm sorry. And, but High Hopes is not boring. I got to say. It's a top-tier podcast. And there's some good ones.
There are some good ones out there.
Believe it or not. But, like, this whole, oh, my God, podcasts, like, they're not interesting. They're boring. Everyone just agrees with each other. Just sit there.
Yeah, unless you have a couple of great personalities there that love to mix it up and it doesn't come off as contrived or something you guys are acting through just for the sake of trying to get people to come in and pay attention to it. I'm with you. And no offense to anybody, but I don't listen to podcasts. I don't say I got to go listen to this guy's podcast. I figure if someone says something important on a podcast, it's going to show up on my Twitter line.
Right.
That's just the way I look at it. And I know I go on other people's podcasts, and I'm more than happy to do it. But I'm with you. This whole idea that podcasts are taking over, no. Radio will always be here.
There's like 10 podcasts that matter. Like,
yeah.
And just because you create a podcast doesn't mean you're going to take
Pat McAfee, one of them.
Yeah. That's one of them.
Like, oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Pardon my take. Right to Ricky Sanchez.
All right.
I was going to say, he's taking a shot at Spike.
Joe Rogan.
Spike's the king of podcasting.
I know, but he disagrees. I think he agrees with me, too. Not everyone needs a podcast. You're not right. That interesting.
Yeah.
But for young broadcasts, good way to get
go
reps.
Ahead and get started.
And, get reps.
And this is a direct reaction to what we see on social media, which is the, oh, there's WIP still a thing? I listen to podcasts.
This is why I listen to X's and O's breakdowns.
Ew. I listen to terrestrial radio. Ew. That still exists?
I listen to Sirius
satellite radio and podcasts. I do say I like listening to audio on demand, which is different than a podcast. Like, I like to listen to sports radio shows around the country that are regular terrestrial radio shows, but I listen on my terms and when I can. As far as podcasts,
yeah, I don't listen to anything but WIP.
That a guy.
Yeah.
WIP.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ike in South Jersey. You're on WIP. The third thing I've never understood the hype for is cigars. Like, come on, man. You're not even supposed to inhale it. You're supposed to get it halfway in. And then
yeah.
It's just, balls. Cigar is just an attempt to look cool, but then you're smelling bad. You start coughing all over the place.
Yeah, I'm out on the cigars.
They don't even taste good.
No, they don't.
First of all, you two non-cigar smokers, you don't know what you're talking about. Just because you don't get it doesn't mean the millions of people that actually do smoke cigars aren't enjoying them. So there must be something that's positive about them, because unlike podcasts, they aren't going anywhere, and they've been around forever.
Nope.
And they've actually got to the point where there are cigar bars out there for you people to go strictly do that and sit down and have a cigar and a nice adult beverage and be sophisticated there, Jack.
Yeah. And now it's legal to put other things in cigars in most places.
Well, no, I'm not going down that road. I'm saying they've been doing that with Philly blunts for a while. I'm just saying as a part-time cigar smoking, not an aficionado, because I can't give you all the best ones and what to do and this, that, and the other.
They all taste the same anyway. It's enough.
They do not all taste the same.
If you've ever had a real Cuban, that doesn't taste the same.
They do not all taste the same.
Yeah, I don't know if a Monte Cristo tobacco tastes is any different.
Yes,
than...
the tobacco is different.
Yeah,
yes.
Called bull.
The way it hits is different.
Yeah, the harsher the hit is the less sophisticated.
The worse the cigar.
Yeah,
yes. You're looking for a smoother.
Like
Yeah, I don't got time to talk to you guys, man. A good cigar out on the golf course. Come on, man. Or by the fire pit in the back.
You inhale a little bit, you blow out smoke. Nothing even happens.
Jack, we did it in Clearwater right before the pandemic happened.
I buy those? Probably. Yeah, I think y'all wasted those, man.
Pretty late at night.
Oh, I didn't enjoy it. I'll assure you that.
It's not an enjoyable experience.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
Agreed.
The second thing I've never understood the hype for is TikTok. I don't. They just stand there and dance.
Yeah, I don't
and,
know.
Like,
yeah.
Some people pour out their lives on this thing. Like, go outside. I know I'm 28. I know I'm technically a millennial. But, like, just go outside and do something else. I mean, for Christ's
now,
sake,
I'm with you on TikTok now. Yeah, I have no idea, but it seems to be a big deal to everybody.
What's the latest TikTok trend? I just don't get it. Like, why do people care about doing dances?
Let me tell you, that may have been, we got through the pandemic because of TikTok, man.
Yeah, I guess.
People lived on TikTok during the pandemic.
All I'm saying is that people forget about Vine, man. Vine was way better.
No, I had a million view Vine. I actually had.
Oh, you're big on Vine, yeah.
Well, no, I got lucky with a Mark Sanchez singing karaoke, and he swiped this guy's phone, and it was all caught on video. The guy was videoing him singing Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
And you want it on Vine?
And he swiped the phone and wouldn't give him the phone back. So the guy sent me the video, and I put it on Vine. And it ended up having, because it got picked up by Deadspin and all the blogs and had over a million views.
Did you make any money off of that?
No. No, but that's okay. My claim to fame with Vine.
No,
I don't make any money off any of this stuff.
I haven't been on anything since Periscope, man. Is that what it was? Periscope? Wasn't that a thing?
I think that just got into being bought by Twitter, and then Twitter.
And then right. Twitter ran it into the ground.
Right, yeah. That's the last, like, little hip thing I tried to do. I don't even know how long ago that was.
I go on Instagram Live during the show recently. That's pretty
big
cool.
Big IG Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an IG Live guy. I don't even know how to put a story on IG.
You really are worth the times with your AOL email. At least you figured out
Jack,
easy pass.
We need a show TikTok so we can dance on it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's great content that people put up there. And the number one thing I've never understood the hype for, and this was released on this day in 1984, and that is Thriller. I don't get Thriller. It's not a good song. The dance isn't hard.
Don't disrespect Thriller.
It's just not good. I've never understood, like, people are like, oh, Thriller is this big transcendent thing. No, it's not good.
Well,
I know back in the day you had no interesting music, so you had to, like, create this concoction in your brain that Thriller is interesting. Bruno Mars is the same thing.
I got to be honest with you. I actually think what made Thriller popular was the video.
Definitely.
Because it was MTV, right?
Yeah, so what it was is, at that time, we hadn't seen a video like Thriller
before.
Like, so
it was almost like a movie.
Yeah, it was like a movie. It was almost like a movie. It was. And so I think that's actually what made the song even bigger, because I'm with you. The song isn't...
It's
not the greatest song in the world.
It's well produced, you know what I mean? Like, all that stuff.
But I'm telling you, it's the video. During that time, it made the whole album bigger as well. Because that's the same album with Billie Jean and...
Listen, there's some good stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yes. Beat It is on that album.
Yes. No,
yeah.
That's the... I was in
that's
second
the album,
grade.
Man. Come
yes.
on, man. Don't disrespect Michael Jackson's Thriller.
It's not that. I'm just the one song. I never... Like, people try to tell me how great it is. Like, no, I understand the album.
Right.
It's it did some numbers.
Yeah.
But relax with the Thriller.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm with you there. Thank you.
The video was, well, like the dance.
Only thing I didn't agree with you with in your top five today is your cigar take. That's it. Everything else was okay to me.
They're bad. They're
of course they're bad, but they're not bad. They're bad for you.
Ike enjoys them. We
yes.
don't. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah,
from time to time. I can't, you know.
You're a golf course guy.
Well, yeah, yeah. So actually, when I get to this time of the year, I don't even get to have them.
Right.
And it's too cold to be outside with them.
Yeah, you're not doing it.
Yeah. No.
I mean,
I will at some point here.
You do how many a year? Like six a year, maybe? Six cigars a year?
What? No, that's
more.
It's more than that.
Dozen?
Yeah. Nah.
Oh,
more
wow.
than that, yeah. Because you got to think during golfing season.
So you smoke one a golf when you go golfing?
I would say more often than not. Yeah.
Okay.
One per 18 holes. Yeah. You know, you can put them out, relight it again five right. holes later. You know, right. like that. When you hit one in the water or you four putt. Like I can do at times, yeah. Then you need one.
Yep. Give you a little buzz.
Give me a hit of that, man.
Yeah. Guided door and window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay off. Interest free. Call Guided today. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com.
And for my physician that actually listens, I'm pretty sure she'll be like, dude, I told you to stop smoking cigars.
Yep. Stop it, Ike. Listen, everything in moderation is all right. You got to enjoy life after all, right?
Going down one way or the other, man.
I said this to Howard the other day.
Yes.
Where he was talking about, were we at Chickie's? Where were we?
Probably at Chickie's.
Yeah, when he was talking about there's like food, he's like, I can't have that. I ate some.
Yeah.
I'm like, Howard,
yeah.
Live a little.
Well, he's lived a long time. He's trying to stick around here a little longer.
I know. It's all right to have a little slice of something.
Yeah, he's trying to stick around longer.
All right. Let's go to Herb in Northeast Philly. Herb, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm just driving up from Lancaster. I was in Lancaster today.
What were you doing there?
I was shopping.
Outlets, huh?
Outlets, Adidas.
Nice.
Ah, Adidas. You get you some Yeezys?
I got some nice stuff. Yeah, I got some stuff.
They still selling Yeezys? I don't think so.
No, they're not. Well, at the outlet, they might. At the outlets, they might. Yeah, Herb, why don't you go to the Pottstown outlet? Outlets. They're good up there. That's towards me. You could have stopped over my house.
I've been to that one. I go up there in a couple weeks.
Boy,
I bet you got you some sweatsuits today, didn't you? You got you some more sweatsuits?
Yeah, I got stuff. I just bought a new one last week, a red one. Puma one in red.
A red Puma suit, okay.
I was in Atlantic City Sunday and Monday.
Okay.
How'd you do?
And I played this 10-cent machine. Second spin. Hit the jackpot and paid $14.34 and paid at the Borgata. Yeah.
On a 10, so did you max it out to where it was 30 cents that you bet or 10? 10 cents?
10 cent machine, yeah.
So how much did you walk with when you left?
I walked with $14.34 and it's another 700. I had 700 in the machine from another machine.
So that's why you went shopping. You took your, you treated yourself with the winnings, huh?
Whatever.
I'm asking.
Listen. I want to tell you guys, okay?
Yeah.
I don't have the player's name, but it was a quick conversation last night at Broad and Patterson. Met one of the Eagle players, okay? I was in the bus. He was very nice to me. And I could tell by the way he was talking and the way I was talking that this team is on a mission. And get ready because this is a week-to-week thing.
So hang on, Herb. Just to recap. Hang on a second. So you think this is a team of destiny based on last night you met an Eagles player who you don't know who the Eagles player is.
I'm not saying destiny.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that they're on the right track. Okay.
But what is you talking to an Eagle player that you don't know who it is on the corner of Broad and Patterson have to do with that?
Oh, I can tell you he was in a white. Oh, I can tell you he was in a white Audi SUV. That's all.
All right.
So, anyway.
How was the turkey ball? I saw pictures of you.
Yeah, I was down there. That's my old school, man.
What? Where'd you go to school?
George Washington.
You went to Washington?
Yes.
Oh, man, you're one of the most famous alums from Washington now, Herb.
There was about three other guys that were in my class.
Yeah?
They were at the game, yeah. We got a 50th reunion next year.
50? Uh-oh.
They do 50th reunions?
5-0.
How many people are going to be at that one?
I'm surprised Herb's making that one. Herb, when you talk, do people recognize you from the show on the radio? Like, you'll just be out talking. They'll be like, yeah, that's Herb from Northeast Philly.
Yeah. A lot of people, they notice me lately. They've been noticing.
Has it worked out in your favor at all, if you know what I mean? Hint, hint?
Yeah, I mean, it's no big deal. I don't care. I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, I wanted the Eagles are on, like I say, the Eagles are on a mission. Just everybody relax and take it 1 week at a time.
That's all we can do. Herb, I've been telling Ike that for weeks. Just one week at a time, all right?
Your boy Wade from Chester.
Yeah.
Just tell them, like I said, it's 1 week at a time. You're going to have days when you can pass the ball. You're going to have days when you can run the ball. And that's how it goes in football. These
Might
guys
sound like
your blinker
is on.
They're studying. They're in there studying. They know what they got to do.
It's a long traffic light, Herbie. Are you in a left-hand
turn? Or to make that right-hand turn or something. Yeah, do something.
I'm trying to get on the turnpike.
Oh, man, you've been trying to get on that thing for a minute.
Talking.
Traffic is backed up.
All right, you're talking.
All right.
I still got a little cough.
So, hold on, Jack, do you have, no, you don't.
Okay.
All right.
Where's my music? I ain't heard my music.
Me either. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Eagles coming down. We're going to kick some butt now. Here we go.
All right, there he is.
Herb, here we go,
Herb.
Eagles.
All right, Herb.
I'm with you, Herbert. I think we ought to play your theme music more.
That is good. Would you make the turn or something? The blinker's still on. What are you doing?
What's that?
Speeding up. Your blinker's been off for 7 minutes.
You're the dude I'm riding behind. Yes. You're the guy I'm riding behind saying, man, either get over or get out of the way.
We can hear the turn signal on. It's going click, click, click.
I'm getting on the eastbound. Relax.
No, I know, but it's been on for 7 minutes. That's what we're saying. You're the guy driving with the turn. It's like, is this guy trying to get over or what? Like, damn it, would you get over? Oh, he just has it on. All right, Herb, calm down, all right? Get home safe.
Yeah.
How are you feeling health wise? We know you were a little bit.
I feel good. Yeah? I feel good.
Whoa!
They give me a sweet the last 2 weeks.
Who gave you a sweet?
The Brigada, yeah.
Oh, you must be a high roller.
Ooh, it's beautiful.
Was it sweet as an sweet, or was it a real sweet?
Yeah.
Who's giving you a sweet? You're
real.
Not a high roller. Why would they give you a sweet?
They give me anything I want. I'm calling them up tonight.
Boo.
I might go back Sunday again.
So, listen, Angelo's there every Friday. I think you should go Thursday night and say hi to him on Friday.
I've done that before.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't work out.
Herb, be well. Be careful coming home,
all right,
buddy?
Brother. Take it easy.
All right, I'll see you Monday.
He is, Herb. Herb from Northeast Philly.
I knew I heard that turning signal on, man.
I envisioned him on the boulevard in Northeast Philly at the left-hand turning, because sometimes you get to that left-hand.
You get stuck there.
Yeah, if you just miss it, now you got to go through the whole cycle of the light, and then the next light has the same cycle. You'll be there for 6-7 minutes before he comes back to you. And then Herb forgets that he's there, and he just has the turn, you know, and he misses it again. Who knows? 215-592-9494.
Oh, man.
Marks and Race. Well, we just heard Herb coughing. Where do you hear Jerry Jones? Like a massive coughing episode on the air this morning.
Wow, man. Y'all got to, Jack. You got to lead a.
Where do you hear this?
Respect your elders, man.
Get your damn act together.
Oh, where do you hear this? This is the best sound I heard all day. Your phone calls, Marks and Reese text line. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WP. Hey, listen, are you in pain? Constant pain in your knees and back, your joints, your hips, your shoulders, your elbows, whatever it is, right? Joint pain doesn't have to keep you from doing what you love because it affects everything in your life, right? Maybe it affects your job, your relationships, even getting dressed. Well, it's time to call QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is using advanced medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back, hips, shoulders, elbows. They can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. So if you're tired of steroid shots that don't work or you're trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics now. Get a free consultation. Learn how their new cutting-edge treatments for pain can really help you. Maybe it's arthritis. Maybe it's injury. Whatever it is, there's no drugs. There's no pain meds. There's no downtime. It's an all-natural treatment that can give you lasting relief. And people are raving about the results. Marks and Reese listeners, raving about the results. Call now. Appointments are available for this coming week. 215-999-3000. It's QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Listen, first the fat boys break up. Now every day I wake up. Somebody got a problem with hoes.
Oh.
What's
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Twitter questions today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Marks Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you pick the perfect engagement ring online. Marks-Jewelers.com. So Jerry Jones does the he's on 105.3 The Fan, our sister station down in Dallas, multiple times a week. And this morning it was the morning show this morning, Sean and RJ. So he's on mornings this morning, Jer. And here's how it sounded.
We've got help on the way here. Well, Washington's got a good chance to be joining us here real soon. Excuse me.
You all right?
Golly.
Yep. Get me some oxygen. Better still, how about a big shot of Jack? We'll be ready to go this morning.
That's not a bad call.
Wow.
It's hard not to like him.
What? Yeah, if he was our, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, yeah, that's an owner of your team. He is almost like a fan.
Yeah.
To the standpoint that.
A billionaire one.
Yeah, billionaire fan. Seriously. I mean, that's why he does radio.
Exactly.
That's why he does, because he views himself like a fan. I want to call up and get my opinion on what happened and tell you just straight.
He is.
He's the only owner that does that.
I mean, even if you look at it from a GM's perspective, because
he's also the GM.
GMs aren't doing multiple calls a week into the flagship station.
Listen, how
he wants to do it.
Howie tried that once, and he realized that wasn't a good idea.
Yep.
Remember he did the coaches show.
Instead of Chip?
Yes, because Chip wouldn't do the coaches show.
Right.
Just another sign of Chip not being a team player. So Howie did it and put Howie in that position of being uncomfortable.
Yeah, you just don't need him. You don't need him out there talking that much, because when things go wrong, now he's saying stuff.
It's great for us, but that's never good for the team.
Right. Oh,
it's definitely never good for the team.
It's great for us. That was a worse coughing fit than Herb had.
Oh, that might be the worst coughing that I've ever heard.
On the
I still got a little cough.
Yeah, that's light compared to what Jerry Jones just went through. Even the host had to wait like.
There was a tense
okay?
5
yeah.
seconds or so where it's like, is he all right? Are we going to lose him right on
yeah,
the air?
Yeah, is he choking on something? Like, what happened?
Right, like, what is he doing?
He made the joke, which took the tension out of it.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, which honestly, to your point, makes him likable.
Right.
Yeah, it makes him likable. I mean, Jerry Jones was sitting there saying he was hoping for a quarterback controversy.
And he wasn't lying.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, he's like us. He's thinking about what the phone calls would
yeah,
be like.
That's Jerry Jones, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Man.
All right, so Marquise in Philly.
He's out there flirting with Odell Beckham Jr. like a fan.
Dude, it is
like a fan.
Or Johnny Manziel.
Or the Johnny Manziel thing.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
He was like, because they had to talk him out of it, and he was not happy about it, and he said as much. I wasn't happy about it. Can you imagine if they drafted Johnny Manziel? That would have been awesome.
He might have been okay there.
Mm.
Or better than he was in Cleveland.
Well, clearly would have been better than Cleveland.
Yeah, better than he was in Cleveland.
All right, so let's the Mark Series text line coming up here in a second. Marquise in Philly was actually the gentleman that sent me the Mark Sanchez video of him singing Backstreet Boys karaoke. Marquise, what's up, buddy? How are you?
What it is, what it ain't.
What's up, Marquise?
So Marquise is filming Mark Sanchez was it on a Sunday night or a Monday night?
It was on a Sunday night. It was like him and Riley was out there down there in Philly, Chinatown.
I'm not surprised at either one of them, of course. And so they're out, and you happen to be there, and it's the spot in Chinatown, which I've been to many times. It's a cool spot, and so they're doing it. So you're videotaping it, and he sees you. So what does he do?
Yeah, he, like, snatched my phone from me, and he was like, yo, get out of here, go to the bathroom or something like that. And I remember coming back, I'm like, hey, you got my phone? He was like, no, I gave it to the bartender. So I was going around in circles with him for, like, 20 minutes trying to get my phone back.
Wow.
And Marquise was mad later that night when he actually,
sure.
He actually called the studio line at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was at work 4 in the morning, and it was ringing, and I answered it, and Marquise is like, oh, it was just Mark Sanchez, and he stole my phone, and blah, blah, blah. So that's how I got the video.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how I got a million views on Vine.
Yeah, you can't play. Yeah, you don't take somebody's phone, man. He's lucky Marquise didn't put hands on him, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I had a couple drinks in me, too, so I was like, I'm going to let it go. But I actually, he thought it was just a picture, but I was recording it, and I was singing with him, so I understand why he got so mad. But as you can tell from the video, he wasn't pretty good. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And was Riot, was Coop was the designated driver that night?
Hell no.
No, he wasn't. He was gone, man. He was gone.
Yeah.
All right, Marquise, man. Good talking to you. Thank you.
Was that the same night as the Pats and Geno's incident or no?
That's what I thought.
It was the
That's
same period.
Thought,
it was the
yeah.
same. It was the same period.
Back
it was
when, the topics on WIP was he might be the guy.
Yeah. I still can't believe that was actually a topic for about a month, too.
He's a former top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mark Sanchez. He's
no,
the guy.
It definitely.
They certainly wanted him over sleeves. That became an actual debate around him.
Yeah. Oh, it certainly was.
Sad time. No, but sad time.
It was a sad time. But like at that moment, I was still hypnotized by Chip. And I thought that all Chip needed was like, that's perfect. He's got the perfect amount of athletic ability and he can throw the ball. Mm-hmm. And with Chip's offense, how could you stop him? And I'm like, oh, you can actually stop him pretty easily. There's not much to the offense.
I think Chip liked Mark Sanchez.
I think he did too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think he did too. T. In Collegeville. Hi, T.
Hey, Johnny Marks. Hi, Reese. Jack Chris. How y'all doing?
T, what's up, brother?
How was the trampoline park, T?
Oh, it's all right, man. Put my business out there, huh? Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, yeah. You didn't say not to.
Right, yeah. It's a secret.
I mean, I don't know. You're calling it a show. I see you in a parking lot.
I'm just playing with you. I'm just disappointing you a little
you in
bit,
a parking
though.
Lot.
You know what I mean?
What do you say?
Put my business down there, but you had time to come over and just give a little fake wave or a little fake handshake, man. No love, huh? Ike wouldn't have done me like that.
Oh, you guys didn't actually greet each other?
I had.
No, he just dipped off, man. And I know what you're going to say. He's going to say he had to get his kids. But if I had to get my kids, I would take 10 seconds to go over and greet a man. That's just me, though.
Wow. So I had, and it was T's introduction to me was a little bit awkward how he said it. He didn't say, hey, John, it's T. He was just like, yo. And I'm like, oh, hey. And he's like, it's T. And by that time, I not only had my 5-year-old, I had the baby too. And I was trying to take both of them. I couldn't leave one in the car. I was trying to take both of them to go over and get Gianna and then swap out with Gianna and then get Gianna in the car with the baby.
Well, T, how come you couldn't come over?
Yeah.
I had my 3 kids. I was getting another call. I went to go over, but Mark did that. Hey, how you doing? And turned his head, went back in, got in the car, bolted off, and went over to pick his kids up. I did say hi, Johnny Marks, and he didn't hear me, so that's why I said, hey, it's T.
And then I said hi to you.
Yeah, no, you did the ass guy.
Listen. In hindsight, I should have come over and given you a hug. But it was awkward. It was weird. And then I had the kids, and you're right. I had to go up, and I parked in the fire lane because then they forgot the water in the car. It was a whole thing.
Look, either way, man, I still got love for you. But look, my thing is I'm looking forward to this Titans game because I look at it like a slugfest. Like, this is a catapult game for me because, honestly, I know at least half of us are concerned that we're going to lose this game. And that can do a lot for the whole team's demeanor. Let alone what we think and what we call in about Gannon and fire this person and that, you know, those bandwagon fans. But realistically, man, the one thing that Baldy said that got me excited was when he talked to Shane Steichen and he said, oh, you know, it might be a week-to-week thing. Because that's what I've been yearning for all year, to get these new wrinkles together, you know what I mean? Add these things to the offense. The same with Gannon. But I'm glad that Shane said it to Baldy. And then moving forward, I want to see that more. So this is the kind of game that the wrinkles need to be implemented because the Titans is a team that could really shut you down on different levels.
Yep.
So especially the run game. So I want to see what Shane Steichen can adapt and be creative to do in this game and scheme people, whether it be play action pass or I don't know, motion before the snap, pre-snap motion, or even a back under center for a couple of plays just to catch the defense and put them on their heels, catch them off on their toes and stuff and whatnot. I'm afraid that this is a loss because I had it as a schedule when I looked at it, so I think it was like 24-23. Unfortunately, I think the Eagles lose because, you know, just Titans are just a good team.
It's a appreciate it, man. It's definitely a tough matchup, and it's
it really
this is almost like a playoff type test game where you're going to get a team that you don't necessarily match up well against, and that's what I want to see.
Well, I mean, listen, it's a game that, you know, the Eagles, where they sit now in the standings, you obviously don't want to give games away, especially at home. But this team presents a different challenge, and let's see how we respond to playing a team that wants to bully you. Like, yep. That's essentially what Tennessee wants to do. I mentioned this the Thursday night game where they played against Green Bay, and Vrabel was speaking before the game, and he talked about, forget about this weather, the tougher team's going to win this game. The tougher team is going to win this game. And this was after Green Bay were coming off of beating the Dallas Cowboys. Yep. Most people thought the Packers were going to win that night. And they went in there, opening drive, went down the field and scored against the Green Bay Packers. Now, obviously, the Eagles are better than the Packers. I'm just saying the mentality of the Tennessee Titans is we're tougher than you are.
And that's how they're going to roll in here.
And if
on
they
Sunday,
think you're a finesse team like they felt Kansas City was, they believe they can beat teams like that. Yeah. That's why they took Kansas City to overtime with Malik Willis, who only threw the ball five completions in that game?
Yeah, but don't let him get hot. He's, you know. they're
7-4 with Willis starting two games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just saying, that's one of those teams, they win ugly. Well, they like to win ugly.
And plus, the Eagles are getting them after a big loss, which is not great.
Yep.
They lost. Cincinnati's a team that they had circled on the calendar, picked up for last year, and they lost at home again. So
yeah.
I'm sure he's going to have them ready to go.
I just saw a tweet where Teron tweeted out that
on Davenport.
Yeah, Teron Davenport. They were warming up. So obviously, this was earlier before practice. They were warming up the Dreams and Nightmare.
Oh, okay.
They're
getting ready.
Oh, it's going well.
All right, text line in
everybody,
a second.
Everybody wants to play Dreams and Nightmare when it pertains to the
Eagles.
And it's
me mocking tone if the Eagles lose in the playoffs, then everyone's going to play it.
Of course it will.
I'm not looking forward to it.
There you go. All right, text line in a second. But listen, Eagle season tickets, have you dreamed about them? Well, join me on Sunday. I'm going to be at the Landmark Americana right here on Market Street in University City, 1 p.m. We're going to watch the game, and you can register for WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. So we're watching the game. We're enjoying $4 Miller Lite drafts, cans, and Vizzies, and your chance to win 2023 Eagle season tickets. It's WIP's Game Day 2023 season ticket giveaway with yours truly for Sunday's game at Landmark Americana in University City. Go to 94WIP.com/contest. It tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. All right, let's get to the text line, which is brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe this Friday night for the Bud Light Eagles pep rally and win tickets to see the Birds take on Tennessee at the Link. Text line. Text line.
We could have God himself as our defensive coordinator, and this fan base would still call for his firing because he doesn't blitz as much as Buddy Ryan and Jim Johnson. Brad from Delaware.
Yep.
Happy Monday.
It is true. And everybody that complains about the negativity, I'm going to quiz them on their thoughts on Jonathan Gannon, and they're going to backtrack. I'm like, well, yep. Cause you, how many of the Jack of the listening public? How many do you think don't like Gannon?
70%,
right? That think that he should blitz more or whatever, and not necessarily fire him, but don't like Gannon.
Correct.
Even though the defense has been very good and they're 10-1, so you're doing the exact same thing that you're complaining that I'm doing about the offense. Even though you're really being negative and I'm not, I'm just being an Eagles realist.
You're a loser, Johnny Marks.
All right, what's next?
Gosh, I miss those days. Sparty in South Jersey.
Before Sparty got
kicked out of the bed.
Kicked out of bed.
I'm spooning with Sparty nightly.
Yep. Yep. So we have Jack Fritz, elite snuggler. And Sparty has been thrown out of the bed, and I need some more attention.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
It sounds like we're heading towards a show cuddle sesh.
Well, I don't know about that. But that's how we led the show off today. We got people ready for the show by talking about cuddling in the first 2 minutes. Interesting. What's next, Jack?
Why don't you guys stop delaying the inevitable and just add the OG chair? He is John's top caller, and apparently he's already producing the show. Tom from Abington, who is definitely not jealous.
I added the editorial at the end.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, what did we say that he comes in and co-hosts for 4 hours, or he already earned that based on Jalen's?
No,
no, we said if they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay, yeah. If they win the Super Bowl,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
For sure. Yes.
Matt, Mike can come in for an hour if they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what do we care?
Yeah, make him sit
over
there and listen to Wade.
Yeah, why not? Everybody.
I'm taking that day off.
Yeah, no.
Well, I
just want to listen to the show. That's all I want to do.
Well, Jack, you said why not. I can give you legal reasons why that won't happen. Maybe that's a Chickies and Pete's like big show where
of course. That's really where it's going to be at.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be here in the studios.
No, I agree.
We're going to feed them lunch.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Delicious. All right, what's next?
Wait, I compared who to Branch Rickey? John on the main line.
The kid, that's my favorite part of it.
This kid.
Well,
that's funny, Dave Dombrowski did.
Yes, he did. In fact, yes. He actually got your team to the freaking World Series. John. Believe me, John Middleton's a happy man right
now.
Yes,
he is.
Oh, God, his team is in the World Series. They're ready to go spend stupid money.
He's looking for another jersey to sign.
Yep. Yep. That's his favorite. All right, what's next?
I'm sorry. Are the callers suggesting no more caller-on-caller crime? What about me versus Marks on high school football knowledge? Is that panned too? Andy from Deptford.
But see, I think what Tate from Mount Airy was saying was that it got pretty aggressive quick with T. We didn't hear from T for a while, and then all of a sudden he's calling OG. What was he calling OG Wade?
OG Wanda.
OG Wanda.
OG Wanda. Yeah, and it's like, all right. And they said it again.
Pretty good one-liner.
Yeah, no, it was funny. But I just like T is really aggressive, and it goes back
by nature.
Yes, it goes back to the meeting in the parking lot. It wasn't a warm face that I was seeing.
Of course it wasn't.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, he doesn't have a smile.
Right. I've lived in parts of the city.
Believe me, I knew why you didn't go over to shake his hand.
Yeah, it was just... But there wasn't the warm smile. I couldn't understand. And I actually thought about, because I'd criticized...
I didn't recognize him at first either.
Well, I didn't recognize him. But then I was like, well, I did criticize him for being too aggressive towards Wade on the phone. And then I'm like, was he mad about that? There's a lot of things going on. I'm holding the one-year-old in my hand.
The baby's in your hand. Yeah.
I left Lena's water in the freaking car, and now I got to go back. And then, yes, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
I'm sorry, T.
I'm with you.
All right, what's next?
He's the slim weeper this year, Ike. Mark and Modco.
Well, that's not supposed to be the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be the case.
I
don't know what his numbers are on track to be by the end of the year.
Not AJ's numbers, that's for sure.
No. But you would think that. I thought he was a lock to break 1,000 yards. I did. I thought he was a lock to break 1,000
yards. He's on pace for 940, I think.
So he can still actually do it, yeah.
Yeah, so he's 56 catches, 609 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know what I think it is, Ike, is that he just doesn't feel like A.J. Brown, you feel like can take it to the house on any play, right? Like he is, he's a big playmaker. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like that with Devontae, right? Like not that he can't, but he's.
I felt that way after the Washington game. I mean, I don't know. I just thought I would see more on a consistent basis. And if A.J. is being doubled or if A.J. is hampered, then Devontae is supposed to be a number one caliber receiver. Again, he's a top 10 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
We didn't draft some fourth rounder. That's like Quez. You know what I'm saying? It's not Quez Watkins I'm sitting here complaining about. I'm talking about the ninth pick in the draft.
Yeah, because
I'm talking about the ninth pick in the draft. Like, this shouldn't be.
The other receivers from that year, Ja'Marr Chase, the star. Waddle's awesome.
Yes.
Right? And Devontae, who was thought of being the third of those three, still wasn't supposed to be that far off. Now, is it because.
You gave me a great example. Waddle. I think Waddle's on pace for 1,000 yards.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, he is.
Well, what about you got Tyreek Hill on the other side of him?
Yep.
Who has 80-some catches, over 1,200 yards. I say that to say, just because one guy is getting numbers doesn't mean you can't get numbers. And if you're that caliber of player, you should have those opportunities. I don't care who else is out there.
Waddle has 963 yards right now.
Already. With the other guy having 1,200 yards already.
Yep.
Yes. So you can't tell me, and you're going to tell me Tua? So now we get into the design of the offense.
Yes.
Quarterback throwing the ball, we can all admit Tua is a better thrower than Jalen. And you know why I say that? Because the Dolphins' offense, from Tua's standpoint, is built around him throwing the ball. Yes. He's not a runner.
It's a McVay tree offense is what you're dealing with. Yeah. No, and is this offense? Because I'll say this. I think part of it is that Devontae isn't the game breaker that
Waddle is.
Waddle or
Jamar
Chase is.
But he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be.
So it's the offense. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's a little bit of both, but
right.
Part of it's the offense. I mean, just frankly, when you don't throw the ball that much.
I agree with you.
He's throwing the ball 50 times a game.
Some of it is the offense. I agree with you. Because Miami is finding a way to get Waddle involved in the offense and still give Tyreek his.
Yep.
Tyreek's going to set the receiving yards.
Right. And Waddle's going to have 1,400 yards or more, which is crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think.
Yes.
And that's with Tua not playing for a couple of weeks.
How about that?
On top of it.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
All right.
Wade from Chester. Not that Wade from Chester. It's Wade from Chester. What's up, Wade?
My God, Wade.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, what's up? Hey, listen, man, that's why, you feel me, I gave OG the OG in front of his name to separate two ways, you feel me? So I love it how y'all keep it separated and everything. Mm-hmm. But listen, man, I'm going to tell you how it is from what y'all said. I'll just speak the obvious. The reason why the Slim Reaper not a 1,000-yard receiver is because of our quarterback, because he's an elite runner. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying, y'all say Tua bad, better pass or whatever. It ain't even got nothing to do with that. It's Jalen Hurts a better runner than Tua. So it take away passing opportunities for the Slim Reaper. So we'd have had 2,000-yard receivers. He'd have been a 1,000-yard receiver last year, but we got an elite runner. So that's the offense.
Right.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. But another thing I want to talk about, the money, you feel me? I ain't y'all agents or nothing, but you know how they move the 10 slot, move it to the morning. Why don't y'all start doing 6 hours instead of four? So y'all don't even got to find a show for the middle. They can just do
that's a great
six,
idea.
6 to 12, and then
we all do 6 hours.
I'm actually on board with that, Wade.
Yeah. Y'all get more money. You get more money. Jack get more money. But then another thing, everything I'm saying now is a process to it, you feel me? But that's about to happen now. But it's another thing. You got to be the special teams head coach, Ike. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to happen right now, but it can happen over in time. You know, it's a copycat league. They put Jeff Saturday up in the thing. So now they're going to take you. And you're going to be the special team because you know what to do. And then it's going to be even clutch because my man Mark's going to have the inside leak for the Eagles. And I know you said that the coaches do bad by getting on the interview, but listen to this, how this sound. You feel me, Mark? Now we got to come on the show. Ike Reese, former host, now special team
well,
coach.
Listen, but wait. We got to run up against it. Ike would have to still do the six-hour show and be the special teams coach.
I mean, it's not that much work that's going to special teams coaching. Just run down the field.
That's the problem right there.
Could you handle both?
That might be the way it's getting coached right now. Yeah, that's the problem right there.
Show some effort.
Michael Clay hosting a radio show somewhere.
All you have to do is show up and give one motivational speech and then go down and do your job.
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah, you're available. I got you.
Well, if you do 2 hours, if we're going to do six, you do two. I'll still come in from 2 to 6.
Okay. Oh, sure. No problem. Yeah, it's just what I need. Another 2 hours of radio to do in a week. Jack could join me for 2 hours. We could get Nick, maybe have Nick Sirianni co-host for an hour or two a day.
You know he wants to.
Of course
he probably would be in on it. Yes.
If I could call my shot, Sirianni is hosting a show next summer and taking calls at one point.
Yeah, I think he's got good radio instincts, honestly. And I know he listens based on things that he says. So. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. Huh. Takes you to the full show for Joe Giglio today?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all right. So Giglio's coming up next. Everybody have a wonderful night. We are back tomorrow. Be careful out there. See ya. Listen, guys, losing weight not only helps your overall health, but research shows that it also helps increase in testosterone levels, which can resolve ED and low libido. With NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose the contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds, and the weight loss is contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural formulas and supplements where the side effect is weight loss. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed. NJ Diet's all natural, so there's no shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. You can schedule an initial consult at one of their many locations throughout the East Coast or from anywhere with live online video consultations. No matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet really is for you. And don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news and say, oh, you know, you got to lose some weight. Get ahead of your health by calling 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or visit njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com, and lose the weight for good.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.